going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The draft is 7 days from last Thursday,
yes,
or tonight.
Well done.
However you want to look at it.
Crept right up on us. Can't believe it's here.
It crept right up on us, Jason.
It's the same weekend every year, but it's amazing how it just feels different to some people.
If Ken was here, he would have definitely said that a time or two today. And he probably will say it tonight.
3:49 in the p.m. Crept up on me.
Tonight at 8 o'clock, because Ken will be handling draft duties with Vinny. 8 to midnight. And hey, after BBT, Jim Hunter and I, we got the fresh take with Beltway Ben Hall and Cordell Woodland.
Fired up for
well,
that.
So you want to listen to that. But we want to listen to you, the people, right now. 410-583-1057. We haven't heard from Trippy in a while, Jason. Trippy, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? You ain't hear my new name?
Trippy Lockenfora. I heard you're part of the family. Welcome. We got to go to Little Italy and break some bread or something.
Yeah, right. But I think with the draft, though, like, I feel like we can go out and get any cornerback, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like as long as that front four still be playing the same, like, I went to that game in Buffalo, we got bullied.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's going to be the same thing. If we can't get the pass rusher, it's going to be the same thing. So I'm looking at that dude. What's his name? Kenneth?
Grant? He's a run stuffer. I mean, they could take Grant. I'm not totally sold he's going in the first round because there isn't a whole lot of projectable pass rush, but that's a big young man. That's somebody who can push people around and play bully ball. Now, there's some other, you know.
I want to say one more thing after you're done, too. Go ahead.
I was going to say there's some other nose tackles that they could probably get way down the line that, again, what's the difference between those kids and this kid versus Starks and any other safety you could get versus Azarascu and any edge you could get in day two. That's the math they have to do at pick 27.
Right. I feel you on that one, but I just feel like if that front four don't get it together, it's going to be the same thing. I don't know.
Agreed.
I just fell in love with Grant, though. But another thing, I see the Ravens having a draft party tonight, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going. I'm gonna be on my podcast tonight. You know, shout out to Zone 32 podcast. But
well done. You learned from Aloysius.
It's kind of crazy, right? Because I'm trying to figure out why the Ravens don't be having the draft party like they had. Remember, like back in the day, they used to. Well, I know back in the day when the draft used to be on Saturday, they used to have it like all day down.
Yes,
I remember going there
then
as a kid.
To the Inner Harbor. Why they don't have it at the Inner Harbor no more? They keep running sell tickets for $25 and they sold out. Like it don't make no sense, man.
I think the question might be why don't we have an Inner Harbor anymore? What's at the Inner Harbor anymore?
I mean, yeah, but if they hook it up, though, that's why they got
to
hook it up.
They do have to hook it up.
All right,
Uncle
sure,
Ruby. I'm sure Uncle Ruby's got a plan.
Larry is in Woodstock. Larry, you're on the phone.
Oh, boy. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
Look, you spent the money. You bring in Chuck Pagano. Absolutely love that move.
Yes.
With Chuck, I'm going to overload the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Hamilton is the best player on our defense.
Yeah.
And to bring him back to that star caliber that he was a previous year back, I'm spending that first pick on one of the top two safeties.
If I have
to bump up five or six spots, go ahead and do it. I'd get the guy, put him back at safety, bail Hamilton out, bump him back up to where he can be. If we can get one of the top two safeties and get the kicker from Florida State, I am totally happy with this draft. And it wouldn't hurt if all them extra draft picks, if we get a bona fide blocking tight end that frees up more of our other tight ends' duties. And if the Ravens want to wait till later in the start of the season and trade off Mark Andrews, I'm fine with that. We'll trade him for another veteran player from another team that's maybe a defensive end and not an old guy. So, all right, guys.
All right, Larry. Good
I mean, usually it ends up in the NFL being for a draft pick because I mean, it does happen, but it's usually our draft bust for your draft bust, not like our Pro Bowl-ish caliber vet for your Pro Bowl-ish caliber vet. But you have to keep an open mind.
Rashawn is in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
What's up, fellas? Good afternoon, man.
Hey. Happy draft day.
Fit me in. Yep, man. You know, Trippy Lock and Four pick up all the time, you know.
I think it rolls right off the tongue. I don't leave my house much, but I'll go to Little Italy with Trippy. Buy him some pasta.
Listen, my thing is this, man. You wouldn't get an expensive house, a nice house, and not get the best security system for it. So where I'm going at with this is you got, you know, the most highest paid, paid quarterback. Move up and get the best lineman. I mean, I know you just spent all this money on Ronnie Stanley, but, you know, he's not reliable. He could get hurt. Anything can happen. So move up and try to get the guy, Josh Simmons, from Ohio State, that tackle from Ohio State.
They might not have to move up to get him.
All right, Rashawn.
I mean, I think the problem is...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This group of offensive linemen, it's not quite maybe as star-studded as some other ones, and a few are going to go in the top 10, and then... You know, a few more will go in the teens. I'd be really surprised if they traded up for an offensive lineman. That would shock me, but them taking an offensive lineman at 27 would not shock me.
Let's grab one more real quick. Maurice is in Baltimore. Maurice, you're on the fam.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey there.
What's going
on? I'm good. I got something to say about the Ravens, but I also want to have a little bit of time to backtrack to Monday because I tried to call in about the Mike Elias thing. But for the Ravens, I've been listening to Jason, and he's talking about those two safeties. I mean, I'll take either one, but the guy not Starks, but the other guy they were talking about is kind of comparable to Kyle Hamilton. And I could say I wouldn't mind having two of those types back there.
Yeah, Kyle's more polished. This kid's probably got more natural sort of twitch. They both have long levers. They both have size. I mean, those two in the same secondary would be – like at and Chuck Pagano pulling the strings would be really interesting.
Yes, I would like to see that. And for the Mike Elias thing for Monday, Jason, you got a little age on you. I know you can kind of sort of relate to this.
Mm-hmm.
But remember back in the day, because Mike Elias, he doesn't have to shop at Neiman Marcus. He should at least shop at Macy's.
There you go.
But instead, he shops at Kmart.
Yeah.
And remember back in the day when you go to Kmart and you just see people walking around looking through stuff on the aisles,
yes,
but they don't decide to start shopping until the blue light comes on?
I feel you completely. Yes. Yes.
He won't stop until the blue light comes on, and it's nothing there when the blue light comes on.
Let me put it to you another way. To you another way if we're going back in the day. He doesn't have to shop at White Marsh Mall, but he's at least got to shop at Golden Ring. Don't go to East Point. Now, I went to East Point a lot. I can say that as a sign of love.
Dude.
But if you're going to rank the old school malls.
Bro, I'm just saying East Point.
Golden Ring had more going for it than East Point. And when White Marsh was built, that was like Taj Mahal.
East Point, Their laser tag, though.
Oh no, I love like I love it. But I'm talking about if you were going there to shop for like if you're going to shop for clothes or something high end.
Yeah, with all due respect, to
all due respect.
I went
East Point
Marsh,
probably wasn't the spot.
Million
that Kings Court in East Point Mall. I can't tell you how many $8 steaks I had there as
a
kid.
Nice.
Maybe it was even less than eight love back then. That. It might have been $5.
Hey, White Marsh Mall as a kid, man. Oh, that was there all the time in high school. That was a place to be. Coming up next, Lucy Burge, IA Hall of Famer. What is going on?
Is it now fair to say SNY's?
SNY? Lucy Burge, maybe. We'll get to the bottom of it on the other side.